Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's a new sheriff in town, if you will, at least on the United States House of Representatives side. There has been a change in power. The Republicans are now in control of the U.S. House, and we're going to discuss the new priorities for the legislative agenda and some investigations that will be forthcoming on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I do see some good things on the list here regarding like pro-life bills, border safety and security, things like that. That's a positive.
There's lots of things. There's certainly going to be a number of investigations that will take place. We'll talk a little bit about that. But let me just kind of go over some of the now already proposed bills that are being put forth in the new U.S. House.
Of course, these all have to be passed through the Senate as well, but this is a great start that they're showing that their focus is on family, life, and things like that, which need to be addressed.
Absolutely. So one bill is the Family and Small Business Taxpayer Protection Act. The bill rescinds tens of billions of dollars allocated to the IRS for 87,000 new IRS agents in the Inflation Reduction Act. This is a good bill, and hopefully that will gain some bipartisan support in the Senate. We'll see, but certainly at least one of the things that is happening now is a lot of the bad legislation that was coming from the House over to the Senate will not happen. And now there will be some good legislation coming out of the House that actually sets forth a positive agenda. So that's one.
And you know, just to add a note, we also need to pray for unity, though, among the House, just because they're doing some great things, it looks like. There are still those who are wishy-washy regarding pro-life.
So
right.
Whether they're Republican or Democrat, you have more Republicans, obviously, that are pro-life, pro-religious freedom, and pro-family. There are some, obviously, that need to change, and some of them actually have changed at the end of 2022. They got voted out. They saw the handwriting on the wall. And some of those were individuals that were on the January 6th committee. So another bill in the House is called Establishing the Select Committee on the Strategic Competition Between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party. This is a resolution. It establishes a bipartisan select committee on the strategic competition between the U.S. and the CCP. So this is interesting because, you know, Joe Biden, interestingly, it became revealed that he gave to China, some of our emergency fuel reserves.
Oh, he's given a lot to China.
Now, why in the world would you take our emergency fuel reserves and give it to a communist country that's out to destroy us, that actually caused the downfall of the economy by virtue of this gain of function in Wuhan and the release of the COVID-19. While gas prices were skyrocketing here in the United States, Biden is giving fuel to communist China.
Right. Read between the lines there.
So that would be one of those areas of investigation. The Strategic Production Response Act, that bill prohibits non-emergency drawdowns of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve without a plan to increase energy production on the federal level. So, in other words, we have this reserve of petroleum fuel, and when you draw down on that from an emergency standpoint, you can't do that and continue to push down production. You've got to have some kind of balance. You're going to increase production while you're going into your reserves.
Well, here's another one, another bill, Protecting America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve from China Act. This bill prohibits the Secretary of Energy from sending petroleum products from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China. So that kind of also addresses what you were talking about.
So those three kind of go together, a select committee to investigate China and the U.S., one to say if you're going to use emergency reserves, you got to open up production, and the other to look at Why in the world are we sending our fuel reserves to China?
Right, our fuel needs to stay in the United States.
Well, and there's one called the Prosecutors Need to Prosecute Act. The bill covers transparency in our criminal justice system by letting the public know how many cases prosecutors are declining to prosecute, the number of offenses committed by career criminals, and the number of criminals released. There's another one. It's a resolution expressing support for the nation's law enforcement agencies and condemning any efforts to defund or dismantle law enforcement agencies. There is another one called the Border Safety and Security Act. This bill addresses the crisis at the southern border by empowering the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to turn away illegal migrants at the border if the Secretary of DHS does not have operational control.
And, you know, that's really important because it's been revealed that those within our own government want open borders. They want the cartels. They want all this fentanyl coming into our country. They want the sex trafficking. That needs to be closed.
There
now
is enough fentanyl in the United States right now, I read recently, to kill every person in the United States.
And more is coming in.
And it's coming in over the southern border. Gangs are bringing it in, drug smugglers are bringing it in, human traffickers are bringing people in. So there, it is a horrendous mess. It's a human tragedy. People are dying. There are bad actors coming across the border from around parts of the world. They're not just coming from
right.
Central America.
But there are bad actors in our government that want this to happen. So
I know.
This has got to stop.
I know. And it's amazing. These people are literally, we have no border down there. It's not being enforced. And it's a human tragedy of incredible proportions. So you have that one. You also have the Illegal Alien NICS Alert Act. The bill requires the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, the NICS, to notify U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and relevant law enforcement when a firearm transferee is illegally present in the United States. There's also some pro-life bills, the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion and Abortion Insurance Full Disclosure. It makes permanent the longstanding Hyde Amendment, as well as similar provisions to prohibit federal funding for abortion and funding for any insurance plan that includes abortion on demand.
You know, this is great, Matt, but it's so disheartening to see this is such a fight. We have to keep fighting for these babies' lives.
Yeah, I know. And here's another resolution expressing the sense of Congress condemning the recent attacks on pro-life facilities, groups, and churches. And then also, finally, and this is just the beginning, so this is just the tip of the iceberg, here's the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. This bill ensures that infants born alive after an abortion receive the same protection of law and degree of care as any newborn. In addition to this ready-to-go legislation, there's many other things that are coming along the pipe that are pro-life as well.
You know, and again, it just seems like a no-brainer. A baby is born alive. You protect it. You help it to thrive. You don't kill it. Whether it's already born or in the womb, this has got to be a priority. And now that, you know, Roe has been overturned, the fight is now in the states. That's why we've been filing. Last year, we filed several amicus briefs. I think the first 6 months, we're going to file about 15, I believe, in support of these pro-life bills in various states.
That's right. And so we're working very, very much on the state levels, filing briefs at the various state Supreme Courts in defense of life. It's good to see, you know, the change.
Mm-hmm. Of
elections matter. And that's why it's so critical, obviously, to have investigations regarding the elections,
yeah.
Have hearings. We're going to be pushing for hearings with regards to investigating Fauci, the NIH, the CDC, border security issues, so many other things that need to be investigated in transparency, social media as well, things that Elon Musk is revealing regarding Twitter, the same things happening in Facebook and others as well. So we need to have a real investigation and transparency. What it also needs to be shown is that if these don't pass in the Senate, why are they not passing? And then the people that are obstructionists, we need to make our voices known every time we go to the ballot box. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We're going to continue to follow all of these developments, and we're working very much every day on Capitol Hill, advancing life, liberty, and family.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.